6 tears. When he had offered up prayers and supplication with strong crying and tears, Hebrews 5:7. What is an indication that purity has begun to take up residence in the heart? When a person is vouchsafed the grace of tears, which pour forth without coercion, for tears are appropriated for the mind as a sort of boundary between the corporal and the spiritual, between a passionate state and purity, until such time that a person accepts this gift. His perseverance lies only within the realm of the exterior man, and he has not yet or not at all yet sensed the effectiveness of perseverance which is hidden in a spiritual man, St. Isaac the Syrian. Tears during prayer are an indication of God's mercy, which a soul has been vouchsafed in its repentance. It is an indication that the prayer has been received and through tears has become to enter the field of purity. When it happens during service, prayer rule, that you are granted the gift of tears, do not call solace in them idleness in prayer, for the grace of tears is the fullness of prayer. There are tears which burn, and there are tears which enrich. Those tears which proceed from the essence of the heart, out of contrition over sins, dry and burn the flesh. But through them the door will open for the man to enter into a second level, better than the first, and this is the dominion of joy, in which a man will receive mercy. And these have become tears of tender compunction, which both adorn and enrich the body, and they pour forth without compulsion on their own. O, the saints sojourned in weeping. If the saints themselves shed tears, and until the time when they moved from this life to the next, their eyes were always full of tears, then who is there that will not cry? If the perfect and the victorious ones cried here, then how can one who is covered with the wounds endure to stop crying? If someone sees the dead man lying before him and sees that he himself is deadened by sins, does this man need to be taught what should be in his mind as the resort to, as he resorts to tears? Your soul, which is more precious to you than an entire world, is deadened by sin and lies before you. Can it be that it does not require weeping? Let us frequently in our minds entreat the Lord that he grant us weeping. For if we acquire this grace, then through its aid we will achieve purity. The one who is crying cannot be troubled by passions. The beginning of good life is tears during prayer. Tears during prayer are a great gift. Pray to God, pouring forth tears before his grace. Then your prayer will be as incense, Psalm 139, before him. St. Ephrem the Syrian. Water hoses are used during a fire, and the tears are used similarly during the onset of temptations. Water extinguishes the flame, and the tears during prayer extinguish evil longings. Use tears as a tool towards receiving all requests, for the Master rejoices in you greatly when you pray with tears, St. Nevis of Sinai. when during your prayer you pour forth abundant tears. In no way should you be prideful of this, as if you are superior to others. This is the aid that your prayer provided for you, so that you would more willingly and sincerely confess your sins and with tears incline the Master to mercy. Do not turn this means against passion into a passion, so that you do not anger even more the one who gave you this grace. Many of those who did pour forth tears over their sins, having forgotten the purpose of tears, became frenzied and turned off the right path. We are not speaking of the insanity, but the extreme falling into pride. The Holy Fathers condense all the works of a monk, his entire life, into tears. What does the weeping of a monk mean? It means his prayer. The Holy Spirit, upon entering a man, intercedes for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. If the Holy Spirit, having taken up abode with us, within us, weeps for us, the more should we, prior to receiving within ourselves this most holy stranger, weep over ourselves. Weeping should be an inexorable property of our prayer, its constant, inseparable fellow traveler, and its helper, its soul. Bishop Ignatius: whosoever combines weeping with prayer, he perseveres spiritually according to the indications of God himself, and preserves correctly and lawfully. In his due time he will reap abundant fruit, the joy of authentic salvation. Whoever has removed weeping from prayer, he labors contrary to what God has established, and he will not reap any fruit. And that's not all. He will reap the thorns of conceitedness, self-delusion, and perdition. On those cheeks, on whose cheeks tears of tender compunction flow, such a one's heart is illuminated by the rays of the Son of Truth, Christ God, Saint Seraphim of Sarov.